Kite does it again. August 26, 2023. The KwaZulu-Natal Industrial Technology Exhibition, Kite, held at the Durban Exhibition Centre from 18 to the 20th of July 2023, once again proved itself the ultimate portal for industrial technology solutions. We were thrilled to welcome over 4,000 visitors, exceeding pre-COVID numbers. This is a clear indication of the hunger for high-quality industrial technology solutions in KwaZulu-Natal. The feedback from both visitors and exhibitors was very positive, with many fruitful connections made over the 3 days of the exhibition, says Charlene Heffer, Portfolio Director at Specialized Exhibitions, a division of the Montgomery Group. Over 100 exhibitors provided the local market with an invaluable opportunity to ask questions, test drive desired products in on-site demonstrations, and find solutions suited to their specific needs, all under one roof. They showcased a wide variety of industrial technology products and services, including electronic components, heavy machinery, and plant, facility equipment, as well as monitoring, process control, and sensors. There was also plenty of safety equipment, workwear, and protective equipment, while industrial equipment, components, and tools were on display alongside industrial services, packaging, and plastics machinery. While the exhibition itself provides a dynamic interactive platform for industrial technology suppliers and manufacturers to share solutions and expertise with the market, visitors also benefit from the additional learning opportunities provided by the free-to-attend SIMEC-E Seminar Theatre and the LEEASA Conference. In addition, this year the SAMIC hosted a 3-hour workshop to assist engineers, technicians, and technologists to complete ECSA registration forms, says Heffer. She adds that the SIMEC-E Seminar Theatre was very well attended, with delegates praising the content provided by the 11 knowledgeable speakers on 18 and the 20th of July. Sarita Marks, who organized the LEEASA conference held on the 19th of July, noted that while many of the 30-plus delegates were previous attendees, each year brings new takeaways as technology and regulations change and evolve. The ECSA registration workshop was facilitated by Johan Martens, CEO, director at the SAIMC. We had a full venue, and the feedback I received was that the presentation was helpful. We must commend Specialized Exhibitions on the professionalism they displayed in every interaction we had with them and in providing a super venue for the workshop. No detail was left unattended, says Martins. For the first time at Kite, the New Products and Innovation Awards were co-hosted by the South African Capital Equipment Export Council, SACEEC, and judged by Eric Bruggeman, CEO of SACEEC. The awards recognize excellence and innovation in both local and international industrial technology product design. The competition was keen, with the judging process conducted over an intensive 2-day period. Submissions were received at least a week prior to Kite to shortlist the finalists. Interviews with finalists were held at their Kite stands. The winners and some runners-up were announced at the Kite exhibitor function, which took place on the evening of the 19th of July. In the local category, AZ Amaturan South Africa won the General Machinery and Equipment Award, with Invincible Veils. The runner-up, while Stanford Trading won the industrial category ahead of Joston International plus AMP. International awards went to Beckhoff International, Electronics, Mascor, Industrial, Peaford, General Machinery and Equipment, and LSE Logistics Systems Engineering, Storage and Logistics. The transport category saw Daxa take home the award ahead of Point of Rental, while IFM won the award for automation with Moderna Design Durban claiming the runner-up spot. As technology continues to be driven by demands for increased operability and automation of plants and facilities, Kite will continue to bring exhibitor solutions to the market to help keep organizations sustainable and current. We look forward to highlighting industrial technology solutions at Kite 2025, which will take place at the Durban Exhibition Centre from 22 to the 24th of July 2025. If you are a manufacturer or supplier of industrial technology products or services, and you want to grow your customer base in KwaZulu-Natal, Kite is the place to be, says Heffer. Asterisk the South African Institution of Mechanical Engineering, SIMEC-E, Lifting Equipment Engineering Association of South Africa, LEEASA, South African Meat Industry Company, SAMIC, and the Engineering Council of South Africa, ECSA. For the first time at KITE, the New Products and Innovation Awards were co-hosted by the South African Capital Equipment Export Council, SACEEC, and judged by Eric Bruggemann, CEO of SACEEC. The awards recognize excellence and innovation in both local and international industrial technology product design. The competition was keen, with the judging process conducted over an intensive two-day period. Submissions were received at least a week prior to KITE to shortlist the finalists. Interviews with finalists took place at their KITE stands. The winners and some of the runners-up were announced at the KITE exhibitor function, which took place on the evening of the 19th of July. In the local category, AZ Amaturan South Africa won the General Machinery and Equipment Award, with Invincible Vales the runner-up, while Stanfra Trading won the industrial category ahead of Joston International plus AMP. International awards went to Beckhoff International, Electronics, Mascor, Industrial, Peaford, General Machinery and Equipment, and LSE Logistics Systems Engineering, Storage and Logistics. The transport category saw Daxa take home the award ahead of Point of Rental, while IFM won the award for automation with Moderna Design Durban claiming the runner-up spot. As technology continues to be driven by demands for increased operability and automation of plants and facilities, KITE will continue to bring exhibitor solutions to the market to help keep organizations sustainable and current. We look forward to highlighting industrial technology solutions at KITE 2025, which will take place at the Durban Exhibition Centre from 22 to the 24th of July 2025. If you are a manufacturer or supplier of industrial technology products or services, and you want to grow your customer base in KwaZulu-Natal, KITE is the place to be, says Heffa. Asterisk the South African Institution of Mechanical Engineering, SIMEC-E, Lifting Equipment Engineering Association of South Africa, LEEASA, South African Meat Industry Company, SAMIC, and the Engineering Council of South Africa, ECSA.